Glenn, can I prophesy over you? Yes. Stretch your hands towards Glenn. Glenn is a friend of Pastor Miguel. I just met him tonight, and I don't know anything but that he comes from Texas. Thank you for visiting us tonight. Father, Lord, I just thank you for Glenn. I thank you for that word of life and that word of exhortation, Lord, that word that you have right from the throne room of heaven for him tonight. And Glenn, I just saw two chains. I saw one going this way and one going that way. And you're in the midst of a decision and you have to make it and you have to make it quick. And the Lord says, know that I'm not going to be one that pulls you, that you would find yourself going into the deep end. He says, know that I'm going to lead you. He says, all these pulls and tugs, he says, discern my spirit. He says, discern my voice. He says, I'm going to lead you, and I'm going to lead you peacefully. He says, I'm going to put some checks in your spirit, and you're going to know yes, no, yes, no. The Lord says, I'm with you, and I'm for you. The Lord says, I've given you a business mind and a mind of an entrepreneur. The Lord says, I've anointed you even from when you were a young boy. The Lord says, there's been some difficulties, and there's been some failures in the past. He says, but you are one that is a champion. He says, in those failures, he says, you've risen and risen and risen again. He says, the fact that you keep getting up, the fact that you keep saying yes, and the fact that you keep running, says the Lord says, know that I'm going to prosper you. He says, know that there is a breakthrough coming. He says, put your hand to the plow, and he says, keep pushing. He says, do not grow weary. He says, I'm going to reward you, says the Lord. Amen.